In fact, it has been authoritatively suggested that the main reason a serious theory of musical syntax has been so slow to develop is the refusal of musical theorists to recognize repetition as the key factor. I think it was Nicolas Rivet, who was a great musicologist as well as a linguist, who proposed this argument. And his argument grows out of a proposition by Roman Jakobson, a great linguistic thinker and one of Chomsky's most influential teachers. And Jakobson, speaking of poetry, said, and I've reduced this quote, Jakobson said, it is only by the regular reiteration of equivalent units that poetry provides an experience of time comparable to that of musical time. Unquote. Now, that would seem a gross oversimplification, especially if he is referring to the regular reiteration of metrical units. Da-da, 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 da-da hardly produces poetry. That's more like doggerel. But the moment we apply to that mechanical regularity the processes of transformation and variation, then we immediately see what he's getting at, and we can extend Jakobson's reiterative principle to include all facets of poetic diction, not only meter. For example, the repetition of elementary sounds, vowels, consonants, phonemes, which gives us the whole range of poetic assonance, from the simple alliteration of Shakespeare's full fathom five to the complex and mysterious resonances of Milton in Paradise Lost, fragrant the fertile earth after soft showers, or of Gerard Manley Hopkins' sonorous hymn of praise for dappled things, for skies of couple color as a brinded cow, to say nothing of the fascinating auditory correlatives that resonate in the poetry of Dylan Thomas, and green and golden I was huntsman and herdsman, or the so-called prose of James Joyce, which is really poetry, beside the rivering waters of the hither and thithering waters of night. And even more, we can see poetry born of the repetition of actual words, not just sounds, but whole words. Only think of the five consecutive nevers uttered by King Lear in his death scene. Never, 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 ever.